Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. All right, on to good news.
Yes, what have you got for us?
Okay. Sisters have found each other after 45 years apart.
What?
They live in the same city and their sons were going to the same school. They had no idea.
Okay. Is this a sad story? Like, why didn't they know each other for 45 years?
So, they share the same father.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same age.
Okay.
And they've lived in the same city for over 30 years. Neither of them knew each sister existed.
Oh, wow. One of those ones.
Yeah. So they were born to different mothers. And says through unfortunate circumstances 51 years ago, they were separated.
Right.
They've reunited recently after they did one of those DNA test things. And they said it's really crazy how much they have in common.
I bet.
Now, their kids graduated on the same day at the identical high school in Las Vegas.
What?
Yeah. And both of them were at the graduation, both shot videos of it, just from, like, different angles.
I wish they were best friends. That would just top this whole story off.
I reckon they are now because they said they can't believe, like, how close they are. They had an instant bond and obviously wish they could have met 51 years ago.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so 3 years ago, one of them decided it was time to discover where she came from because she ended up being adopted.
Right,
so she signed up for the... you know, DNA thing.
Yep.
And to her surprise, she received a message from Trish, who was her sister, and asked
to meet
for coffee.
Wow. That's like my dad. He didn't realize he had a brother until I moved here.
Really?
That was like 8 years ago. Yeah. And dad's 67 now.
How did he find out?
Oh, I can't actually remember the story. I think, yes, that's what happened. So my dad's dad passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so dad went to the funeral, obviously.
Yeah.
And then there was a few other people there. Dad thought he was only one of two.
Yeah.
Turns out there's like five of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he only met one of the brothers there, and then the brother said, actually, there's more of us, and they're all around the world.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to live your whole life thinking you're one of two.
That's why I'm like, I want to do like one of those DNA tests, see if I've got any extra family out there.
I'm like, please, no. I'm already buying too many presents.
Alrighty, from Sisters Reunited to
the USA. Now, this is good news in the light of some very, very, very bad news. Obviously, we know what's happened in the US in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good news in light of that. A California police department has offered gas money for unwanted guns. So it's basically a buyback system
that
they did on Saturday. They said, hey, look, no questions asked. Just bring back your guns and we'll give you a $50 voucher.
Oh, wow.
To go fill up your car because obviously the cost of petrol has gone up through
the
roof.
Crazy.
Which I thought was awesome. What they didn't expect was so many people to come in. Within the first 45 minutes, they only had 134 vouchers.
Yeah.
All gone within the first 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which is absolutely
brilliant. Good. I don't know how much it costs to buy a gun.
A gun. Yeah. Look, I don't know the cost of guns either.
So like $50.
I'd say that's a pretty cheap gun, you'd think.
Okay. You would think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it wasn't just California. Over in New York, they also did the same thing on Saturday, offered a buyback situation. So they got back 69 weapons, and there was a cheesecake that sponsored the whole event.
Oh, really?
A bit odd. But it's fine. So depending on what gun you brought back, if it was a rifle, a shotgun, or an air gun, you got a $25 bank credit card.
Yeah.
And if you had something more serious, an assault rifle or a handgun, you got $200 and an iPad.
Wowzers!
That's what I
These
thought.
Are also like random things.
I know.
Give us your gun, here, have a piece of cheesecake and an iPad.
That's what I thought. This is very bizarre. But I thought, at least something is getting done.
Yeah.
Like
well
it's,
done.
It's a step in the right direction.
I have a lot more questions.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to answer
You won't be
many
able to answer
those.
So I'm just going to sit here and ponder them.
Yeah, what happened to the cheesecake? Don't know. Why did they jump into it? Don't know. What? Why the iPad? Don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But hey, it worked.
And that's the good news. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.